Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Is that what they do when it's breaking news? Well, this is an Almost Famous Podcast breaking news. Was that good?
That was so good. That was so good. All right, guys. Special episode here, mini episode, because Blake Moynes from Tayshia's season has been spotted filming for Katie Thurston's season of The Bachelorette. So a lot of you were speculating, because of his silence on social media over the past week or so, that perhaps he joined the season. Well, we here exclusively at the Almost Famous Podcast have got the pictures to prove it. This is us, guys. We did it. We've confirmed it.
Ashley crawled underneath the gate, back up, walked through the resort, grabbed a couple iPhone photos, and came back to the studio just to give us this update. It's very special. Thank you, Ashley.
Yes, yes. Okay. So if you guys are like, who is Blake? Well, Blake is the guy from Tayshia / Claire season. He was the one that, remember, he reached out to Claire in the off season and showed concern about her mom. And he learned up about Alzheimer's. And it was probably Claire's like second in line attraction, you know, like she kissed him night one.
Yeah, and she was into it.
Well, yeah. And then Blake like continued to actually be pretty prominent of a cast member, getting through to Tayshia's, I think, top five or top six.
Now, he's like, you know, dark hair, had a little spiky, big old strong guy. You can look up his pictures, you'll find out who he is. But Ashley, to cover this whole thing, let's start at the beginning. So you just covered who Blake is. I didn't realize that people were even wondering if he went on the season or not. So you're telling me that people on Reddit or whatever, these wherever people talk these days, they're starting to whisper about a week ago that maybe he went on this season?
Yes. And now we got pictures and we're posting the pictures from the set of The Bachelorette on our Instagram. Almost_famous podcast on Instagram. That's where we've posted the exclusive pictures of Blake on set of The Bachelorette.
Yeah. So just a little more background on Blake. He's a wildlife manager. He's very, very passionate about supporting wildlife organizations. He talked about it in a season. He volunteers with a bunch of different endangered species every year. You know, we did get to know him, as Ashley just mentioned, about his love life. Tayshia said, if you remember, though, one of the big things coming out of this is he was very into Claire. Claire was into him. But if you remember, Tayshia said that he's a very good kisser.
Oh,
remember that?
I do remember that. I don't know if you guys remember. We did get to know him a little bit better on our podcast episode. We had him on the day after he got eliminated. So you can go back and listen to that if you would desire to.
Yeah. Hey, Ashley, let's take a break here. When we come back, let's continue to break down where they're at in filming, maybe why Blake is there. Is there anything more behind the scenes? And then dive into this this very interesting topic a little bit more.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. So right now, obviously, summer's coming up and it's a big time of the year for so many. Well, your social battery right now, probably for most people, is feeling a little drained. Or maybe you're bursting with energy and you're so excited to get out there and talk to people. I know for me, a lot of times I have to moderate my social engagements because I get drained very fast, very easy, and I need time at home.
Yep, me too, especially while pregnant.
It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, you can give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time, no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/almost today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/almost.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to, hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns, ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
All right, Ashley, little context, where exactly are they in the timeline of Katie's season? So like one of the headlines that I saw was, is Blake the new Heather Martin of this season? Obviously, Heather came in very late to the season. I think it was one of the reasons why it was such a big deal for the women. How many weeks in are they on filming? Do you think this is inappropriate? Do you see this working? What's your opinion?
My opinion is that he's probably actually just started night one. So night one filmed last Monday. So let me look at the calendar. It was Monday the 22nd was night one. So if he's just been spotted now, if he's entering late, he's not entering too late, I'm assuming. Okay, so then the 23rd would be an off day. Then the 24th, 25th. They probably had a rose ceremony on the 27th. If he's just entering today, okay, he's probably entering after... he could be entering after the third rose ceremony because it goes really quick, you guys. Night one, obviously, first rose ceremony. And then you have, like, 3 days rose ceremony and then, like, another 3 days rose ceremony. But yeah. It's not inappropriate. I wouldn't say it's inappropriate if he adds himself in now. But why wouldn't he just go in night one? I mean, learn the lessons of the people in the past and go in night one. Becca Tilly, with your season, she didn't have, like, that much of a target on her back, her and Amber. Because they went in on night one, you know? But then with Nick, he had a big target. With Heather, she had a huge target. Mm-hmm. It just goes over better if you enter yourself in night one.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be smart. He might have. It's interesting to see these photos. So like Ashley said, we're going to post these photos. They're very, like, secretive, right? They're, like, taken from, like, it looks like even, like, one of those, like, guard boosts, kind of looking down onto the resort. Blake's walking around, having no clue the picture being taken of him. I just want to know who got these pictures. Were they staying at the resort? Were they really sneaking over the wall? Like, if so, I mean, good job. Kudos to you.
So my thought is, I mean, if I'm to overanalyze these photos, I would say...
We'll go ahead and do that. That's what we do best here.
I would say this looks like he's going on to a one-on-one. Okay. Or he's just entering and there's a whole bunch of hubbub around him entering late.
I mean, do you think there's like people standing there on the outside of the resort right now just waiting for people to leave? Does that happen?
I think these photos look like they were taken on set from somebody who works on set. These are not like some over the fence type camera.
Some reality Steve type stuff. Like how in the world do you get this kind of photos type stuff?
So he also has a mask on in one of these pictures, which leads me to believe that possibly he's not out of quarantine yet, or that he's arrived later than everybody else, because as cast, just like from Ben and I making appearances over the past two seasons, once you're quarantined fully as a cast member, you don't have to wear the mask anymore. Interestingly, the production team always wears a mask, even though they've been cleared.
It's super interesting. There's a lot going on here. I don't know how to consume it all, but I mean, it's definitely intriguing. Ashley, before we head out of here, I do want to hear your opinion when it comes to somebody coming on the show who's been on the show before. The common phrase from the people on the cast is going to be, you've already had your shot. You've already tried it. It didn't work. Give somebody else a shot. What do you think of that phrase? Do you find this endearing? Do you think this could work?
Well, Blake just seems to me like that guy, right? Now, like with this move, it's like kind of put him over the top in the sense that he reached out to Claire in the off season, and now he may have reached out to Katie in the off season. And if he didn't, then he's saying like, oh, I felt something. Like, he just seems to be that guy that like maybe feels something for everyone. Because then he also was the guy who once Claire left, he was like, oh, I'm all in for Tayshia. I was like really into Claire. But now like that's over. I'm all into Tayshia. Okay. All right. I think you just have a thing for all bachelorettes. I'm not like a huge fan of the cast saying, you know, you've had your shot, because like you had your shot with somebody you were totally incompatible with. So like I have no problem with people if they feel a real inclination to go on a next season. Like you have the in, like as might as well use it, you know, risk all the things for love. You know, if you, as long as you don't go overboard, I think you're fine. And as long as you're not like directly eliminating somebody else, I think you're fine too. It's like at the end of the day, If the lead had more of a connection with you than they did with this person, like you weren't gonna win anyway. You know what I mean? Like if he does in some way eliminate someone, it's like, well, that person wasn't going far anyway.
Yeah, I'm kind of like in favor of it. Maybe that makes me weird. I get that like if you do it four or five times, it could get a little awkward, maybe a little much. But overall, it's like, you know, if you're out in the real world and you're single and you want to find somebody, the advice we would give would be just keep dating. Like, just keep trying it. Get out there. Put yourself out there. See if it works. See if it doesn't work. You know, if you're on the show, obviously you've had a little bit of background on each lead. And so maybe you're interested. It's hard not to be interested in a lead. It's kind of the whole setup for the whole thing. But I'm not against it. I think at times it's sweet. It's a huge risk. You know, like with Becca Tilly, it was like, hey, I'm glad you give this a shot. I know you've been here before. I know you know what this is. I know you didn't even love it the first time. But at least I'm glad you gave it a shot. And I'm hoping this is the same way. Well, Ashley, this is a big story. We'll see where it ends. We'll even see if it's anything, right? Like, at this point, we know he's on set, but we don't know if he's there just to host a date. We don't know if he's there to, like, you know.
Do you love the way that we've gone this far without even making that a possible explanation?
Yeah, we don't even know why he's there.
Okay, well, I can debunk that theory right now by saying that he wouldn't be off social media if he wasn't a cast member trying to vie for Katie's heart, because we know that you're able to keep your phone as just guest hosts.
Yeah. Ashley, there's so many different options here, right? Like, some of this is a guy shows up to a show like a couple weeks in and he makes it, like Heather Martin did, like 8 hours on the show, and like he's gone. Like, we don't know where this goes. It'll be interesting to watch. There's no spoilers even involved because we're just speculating on everything. But we do have photos. Go to our Instagram page. Once again, it's almost_famous podcast to see these photos of Blake on set for Katie's season. Well, that's been our special breaking news episode. Ashley, we're going to still be back right Monday with a whole episode.
1,000%. And before we leave, I just have one last question for you, Ben. How would you see Ben and Katie together as a couple? Do you see him getting far on this?
Well, you just asked how I would see Ben and Katie together as a couple. I don't see Ben and Katie working out.
Blake and Katie. Oh my God.
But yeah, so I don't know. You know, here's the thing about Katie. I feel like I know more about Blake than I do about Katie.
Well, actually, I feel like we probably know them just about equally, because they both got as far as they did on their each other's on their respective seasons, and they both played about equal levels of storyline.
Yeah, so I mean, that's my honest thing, and people might argue with me about that. I'm actually kind of excited for the chance. Like, I know Michelle, even though she was there the same amount of time as Katie, she was just there at the end, and Katie was there at the beginning. Better than I know Katie. I don't know Katie really at all. We don't know a lot about her yet. And so this is all new. So I can't even say that. All I can say is it seemed like both Claire and Tayshia were into Blake, which makes me think that, like,
that's true.
He's a good catch. And, you know, there's always a shot with a guy good looking who seems sweet. He's a hopeless romantic. Here's the funniest part. And I'll leave on this statement because I'm kind of just like rambling now. Blake seemed like the guy that was perfect for Paradise in my mind. And so, like, if this doesn't work, then do we see him in Paradise? And will he literally pull the Hannah Brown and be on television for, like, 7 months in a row?
Oh, my gosh. This is the guy would so go to Paradise, too.
I think he's great. I think he'd be great at it. But, well, hey, we'll follow his story along. We'll be back Monday with a full episode of the Almost Famous podcast. Again, we just wanted to get out there to you, share this breaking news, laugh with you all a little bit. We hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Rest up. Hang out. Take some time. It's Easter weekend for some of you. For others of you, it's just a great weekend, and we hope you enjoy it here at the Almost Famous Podcast. With that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye, guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula, to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, When I'm playing golf. Yeah. Protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower. Our registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.